What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd. This is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode 178. Today's topic is this: lost in translation. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So I'm in the process of moving some things about and selling the house that that my family has lived in for the last 6 years. I don't talk about it much, but in the process of a divorce that's actually so far so good. Like, it's a little longer than what I would like it to take, but you know, it's I married an amazing woman. Just the marriage did not work out, and she's handled herself with absolute grace, and we both have a commitment to our kids to get along. And within that, and these last like 6 months or so, we've really like found a friendship and worked on that. And it's been great. I know that's a weird thing to hear, like, oh, divorce has been good. It actually has really been like it's just proof to show you that, it doesn't have to be like bitterness and all this other stuff when you really focus on appreciation for the other person. That being said, so with where I'm at, just with the process of things, so moving stuff out from the old family homestead into a storage unit, just some furniture that is left over that kind of fell in that in-between where it's like, I don't really want to sell it, but don't really currently have space for it. So putting into a storage unit and, you know, for a couple months or so. And so here's what happened. So the folks, like the managers that like manage the storage units and whatever, I had a deal, a reservation, if you will, to take the storage unit over tomorrow. Actually, today. It was supposed to be today, but I gave like a grace period of a day just in case something gets goofed up. Why? Because that's experience. That's why. So lo and behold, something got goofed up. Essentially, what happened was the company, the management company, the old one versus the new one. So as the old one was phasing out, they basically just said, hey, peace out, we're done. And the management company that's taking over all in a course of a day, which is odd to me to begin with, is now left scrambling, trying to figure out what's up and down, who has what, reservation, like all these things. And the answer that I got from them, I said, you know, that sounds troubling. I get it. I understand that, like, you're in a bind. It's also not my problem. Like, at the end of the day, I paid you for a service, and it's up to you to provide that service. And that was what we had agreed upon. That was the deal. Something was lost in translation. I mean, between the one company to the other, the switchover. Because at the, you know, at all of this, it's the customer, me, that's stuck in the middle. And it made me think about how many times that might have happened, where there was either something that I did that I thought was pretty obvious for it to be conveyed and it wasn't, or not. I think this actually happens quite a bit, where in our head, we're like, okay, like, these are the steps that have to happen. It's very obvious to us because we've already thought about it. But to the other person, perhaps it's not. Perhaps they need to have that structure, the hand-holding, to carry it through. You ever been on a case like this? Wondering, well, wait, what if? Like, what if just for a moment, it's not clear to somebody? I've had the opportunity, I've talked about this before, to interact with former soldiers, former special forces folks, SOCOM, SEALs, Rangers. And one of the ongoing things that I've heard with them is KISS, keep it simple, stupid. So that means, like, any time that you're, like, you know, explaining something, you're explaining it as short as concise as possible. I certainly need that. If you're like me and you're going 100 miles an hour in a bunch of different directions, you need to have things as simple as possible. I've also seen it here in the medical setting, especially in things like codes, where it's closed loop communication is what we call it. So if that is, give 1 milligram of epinephrine, then whoever is administering it, usually a code nurse, will answer back, 1 milligram of epinephrine given. So that's closed loop, so that's clear. Limiting loss of translation, limiting confusion, ultimately getting to the goal, hitting the target. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life
is what you're saying maybe being lost in translation. Maybe that's to a family member. Maybe it's to your spouse. Maybe it's with your colleagues, or maybe it's in your business. Heck, maybe it's with yourself. That's the most dangerous thing, is when you go to coach yourself on something, to talk yourself through, to figure out what you want, but you're not being clear in the first place. If you're not clear, ultimately, you can't get it. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here at the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you haven't yet subscribed, hit the subscribe button and like. Share it with friends and family. Consider that you're listening to this message, you're listening to this podcast for a reason, and it's for you to share it with somebody that needs to hear it in your circle of influence. Last but not least, if you haven't been to blindspotmedical.com, blindspotmedical.com, changing the way that healthcare is approached and putting the power in your hands. Go check it out today, blindspotmedical.com. That's what I got for you today, friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast.